Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the Criminally Mental Podcast. My name is Cody.
And I'm Zach Galloway, and here to introduce our show is the friend of the show and the host of the VT Network, Deadman.
Welcome to the Criminally Mental Podcast, where we talk about mental health and the criminal justice system with your two hosts, Cody Green and Zach Galloway, currently both on parole and compassionate release. Now, here's the show.
Fun fact for everyone listening, 4 out of 5 dentists agree that dead man's voice can cure mouth cancer.
I don't think they do.
That is a real fact.
Is that a real fact?
Yes, look it up.
Okay, I will have to do my research on that because I was not aware. how have you been this past week, Zach? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm very excited, especially for our guest.
Awesome. Well, before we get into our guest this week, I did want to announce we, for the first time ever, are actually a couple weeks ahead, so we know who our next couple guests are going
to
be.
I know, right? It's kind of weird to be this well prepared, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, it's really not our thing, so it's new for us.
Normally, normally somewhere around Wednesday night, we're like calling people and scrambling.
And if you speak to our previous guests, they will back us up. That is a real thing that happens.
Yeah.
We literally, the night before, will be like, oh, yeah, we should probably find out who's going to be on the show.
Right.
But very exciting the next couple weeks. Next week, we have Isabel joining us. Isabel is a
cop.
Former correctional officer. And
she's a cop.
And a she's cop.
Cop, guys. Narc. Cop.
And then the week after, one of my all-time favorite creators is going to be joining us. His name is Gabe Howard. He is a bipolar advocate and an author. He is also the co-host of the podcast called Bipolar, a Schizophrenic, and a Podcast. So super excited for that as well.
Why didn't we go with something like that? Like Schizophrenic and a Jew. Like, I feel like that would have been pretty good.
It probably would have. I was trying to think of something like that, but everything just seemed borderline offensive.
No, we'd be fine.
It would have been fine.
Speaking of fine, I was waiting for you to jump in there. We'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, Manscaped, for our wealth in finally shaved balls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I didn't know where you were going with that.
So whenever I do speaking of, that's always, I mean, what else am I going to talk about?
Really? I forgot. Yeah. But yes, we are very thankful for Manscaped and the Lawnmower 4.0. If you guys haven't checked out any of their product, definitely go check it out and make sure you use code Zach and Cody for 20% off your next order.
I'm still waiting for that phone call from Disney.
Yeah, we might have to look into changing that.
Yeah. It's even spelled the same way, right?
No, it's not. Zach is with an H, Cody is with a C. We're good.
So we're solid. Yeah, that'll definitely stand up in court.
All right, but now that we got some people in here, thank you guys for joining us. We are super excited to introduce our guests. We have joining us today Asher, otherwise known as the A-System. They are a DID advocate and a mental health advocate, someone that I've been mutuals with for a while now on TikTok. Really, really proud to have them as a mutual friend because what they do is incredibly important. As a schizophrenia advocate, DID is one of those things I did not understand very well, and I'm very honored to have people I can look to for answers on better understanding that illness. So without further ado, here is Asher.
What's up, Asher?
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Thank you for being on the show, first of all. I don't know if you heard Cody sucking your dick there for a bit, but I am also very excited to have you on. As I've mentioned before, my fiance is a super kind of creepy fan of yours, so there's that. So why don't you, just for those of us who don't really understand DID or maybe just don't even know what it is, kind of give us a rundown of what that is.
Really quick, I saw your throw to the ad. Totally got missed. I saw that. Just want to say, yeah, I saw
that. I appreciate that. He knows what's up.
My name's Asher. I'm a part of the A System. We are a collection of 32 alters. Basically, we're 32 people living in the same body. That's what's going on. We have dissociative identity disorder, formerly known as multiple personality disorder. And basically what that means is at a very young age, something traumatic happens and the person has the ability to dissociate to a high level. So the brain separates, and basically this new person or this other ego state deals with it, and the one that runs the life won't. And once the brain knows it can do that, it just keeps doing it.
Seems like a cool party trick. I mean,
yeah, it's a really cool trick at parties.
Yeah.
I remember I actually commented that one on a video and got hate about it. I was like, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People.
I get that a lot where I try to joke about my schizophrenia and people are like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, well, I did, and I'm probably going to do it again. So.
Yeah, but his jokes are funny, Cody. That's the difference.
All right. Fair enough. But seriously, thank you so much for joining us today. I do have some questions for you, and I'll go first so that way Zach can actually think of some questions, because Lord knows he did not prepare any.
I put pants on. No, I didn't. I did not. Never mind.
I mean, at least you tried, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the first question I have for you, Asher, what is it like being a content creator specifically with mental illness? And how do you deal with the different types of hate that we as mentally ill creators do versus people who are just on social media and very popular?
We never, it's weird because we didn't set out to do this. We started making just a couple dumb videos to try to like be a part of the DID community on TikTok, and things just blew up unexpectedly. We went from zero followers to about 800,000 in 2 months, and it just exploded. So we basically said, what do we want to do with this, you know, platform that we have now? And it's like, we're just going to be content creators who just also happen to have DID.
Yeah.
And not focus on, you know, the different alters in the system and what they like to do and what they like to make other than just, you know, we have DID. Huh. So what did I do? And the hate is something I don't think a lot of people understand, just the amount and the passion that some people have when they're hating on something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I've actually responded to content creators specifically who have called you out individually. I made a video about one of them, and I've seen YouTube videos specifically calling you out. Like you said, there are some people who will go out of their way to try to delegitimize what you're going through and try to make it. I mean, I get it too with people saying I fake schizophrenia, but like people have made entire YouTube videos about you trying to like diminish your experience. And it's insane because like I thought I got a lot of hate, but DID I feel like is even more misunderstood than schizophrenia. And so watching some of that has just been unreal.
I think that's just because people still don't really have a firm grasp of what DID is. I mean, granted, until my fiance kind of told me, I had no clue. I thought it was still called multiple personalities. So, I mean, I'm here to learn too.
Well, in Zach's defense, he doesn't know a lot about anything. So
that is true. That is very true. Pretty much just a pretty face.
It works for you, though.
Did you have a question for after Zach?
Sure. So you mentioned you have 32 alters, right?
Well, now, I don't have 32.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That's 99% of the people say that. There's 32 alters in the system.
Got it. There's 32 alters in the system. I apologize for that. I know my fiance has like a favorite alter of yours. Yeah, obviously. It's April. Have you like noticed that some alters do better, like as far as you know, making content or anything like that?
100%. We actually the front five and a couple others have their own tags. It's mine's Asher Talk, Art the Alter. Me and April constantly fight to see whose tag has more views, and we're always neck and neck. And if I go ahead of her, she will make something just to get ahead of me.
I like that. I like to see April.
Isn't Asher known as the best alter, though? I mean, isn't that how that goes?
My full name is Asher T. Best. So.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I thought.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
No, it's.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that's pretty much fucking awesome.
I don't have a middle and last name, but that's just what I've told people because it's funny. And people take it seriously, but it's just a joke.
It's okay. There's hundreds of thousands of people that think my name's Zacharias Phoebe Galawop thinks that this asshole. So.
Oh, yeah, that still makes me laugh. And people still think you're 63 years old because of a prank I pulled on.
Yep. Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. So going off my previous question about, you know, being a content creator with mental illness who has to endure a lot of hate, can you talk a little bit about fake claiming, people trying to claim that you're faking it, specifically how that impacts you and your alters and like all of you in the system? Just talk about how that affects you and then what you're able to do to get past it. Because I know that's a challenge that I still deal with as well.
When we were blowing up, the amount of hate came so fast and so large. Yeah. We were getting called fake 500 times a day. Like, that's how many comments we were getting saying fake. You get desensitized to it really, really, really quick. And it's just like, every time I see that now, basically I see a comment that says, "Hey guys, like my profile." It's basically, but that's how I've taken it. Some of the other alters, Art and Chris have taken it really, really, really hard and are now they're scared to make content.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, whenever I see one that says fake, I just, in my mind, it says free views because I just respond to the comment. And it usually is pretty easy to get views off.
What I don't get is why people accuse you of being a fake schizophrenic. I mean, you'd think if you were faking, you'd be more entertaining, right? I would hope, at least.
Yeah, but, I would hope too. But that's a good point. I've never really understood that. And my whole thing about content creators faking mental illness is, yes, it has happened. But it's one of those things where people are so quick to assume it now. It makes it really difficult to be a mental health advocate or even to be an advocate in general, because I've seen it with creators talking about ADHD and depression. I'm like, those are some of the most recognizable mental illnesses. And for people still to jump on and be like, "Oh, you're faking it," it blows my mind, because with as many people that have these sort of diagnoses, wouldn't it make sense that eventually you're going to see content from someone who does struggle with a certain illness?
I think people feed off of this weird desire to be like the one that got the person, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of my take on it. But...
Oh, no, absolutely.
100% correct. We have two that are cyber stalkers.
Yeah.
We've actually we've contacted law enforcement over, because they're give it up to them. They're dedicated. they stick around.
I have had my own stalker myself. Didn't call the cops.
Yeah.
Now you have a podcast with them.
Love it so much.
That was pretty good. Zach actually had to deal with someone who virtually stalked me because they made a comment on one of my videos and I responded to it because I was delusional and thought they were being serious about someone being behind me. And Zach did a stitch of that video and blew up. And this person literally started trying to stalk the both of us. It was insane. The lengths people will go to just get at creators they think aren't being genuine. If they don't know about their lives.
Even going to the extent of making like pretty high quality YouTube videos about us, you know, I mean, like, that's some dedication, man. I understand, you know, like saying a TikTok or making a statement, but actually making YouTube videos, that's a lot more than I would do for someone that I hated personally. Yeah. But
the amount of time it takes to edit that, like, just respect. That took hours.
You gotta respect the hustle in a way, you know.
The more I get into YouTube, the more I'm like, really? You took the time to do all that? And like, Zach, I know we're talking about mental illness, but where I do address addiction as a mental illness, Zach recently with his physical health issues he was having, he had some YouTube videos made about him claiming that he was relapsing, and so like full length YouTube videos also. And so like, I think that's right in that same conversation, because they literally were accusing him of relapsing and pretending that he wasn't. And so it's very similar to like what me and Asher go through, is just people constantly not wanting to believe that the struggles we're dealing with are real. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing happen, and I saw all the hate you got, and it was just so hard to watch. And it's honestly, it's so good to see you doing so well. It's just awesome.
Thank you, Asher. I really do appreciate that. And honestly, if it wasn't from the support of this guy and my fiance, like, there's no way I could have even gotten back into creating, just because coming back to the platform, it was so hard because everyone already had their preconceived notion and the rumors and everything. So I just appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Zach, did you have another question? I got more here. I just wanted to see if you prepared any more.
Yeah. So in the system, when you switch alters, is it like an immediate thing? Does it happen mid-sentence or like?
It can. It happened today on live stream where Art was mid-sentence and one of my old coworkers popped into stream, which is just wild. And I got triggered out by it, and it was instant. There was a switch earlier today that put it, we were on the couch shaking because it was just a horrible, horrible switch. It depends on the switch. It's never the same.
Hmm. Now, like schizophrenia, from what I understand, the one thing that I've noticed that we have very similar is symptoms, or in your case, switches, can be brought on by stress, anxiety. Me and you were talking about me traveling and doing motivational speaking before we started the show. And that triggers a lot of additional symptoms in me. Is that something you do notice with your symptoms? Is that, or your switches, is that it's triggered by different types of, and like, I don't recognize triggers in myself, but I think I've heard you talk in the past about like certain triggers bring out certain alters.
100%. Like if I pick up this basketball over here, Art will get triggered out, because she's been messing with it so much lately that it's become a trigger for her to get triggered out. That's called a positive trigger, but there's also negative triggers. We don't go into what those are, but it can be just terrible things that bring another alter to front because they've had to deal with that, and they're just put right back into that. There's positive and negative triggers that happen that cause these things, but stress, especially like when our lives used to be 20,000 people, we would be under so much stress, we would switch so much. But now that we've learned to handle it and be online and not stress constantly, we switch less online. But at home, yeah, just stress and triggers cause switches.
So I've been kind of curious about like, so in your system, I assume everyone's aware of each other, right?
There are some alters that I only know about is because their name is in our system book.
Okay. So you have like a book then?
Yeah. But okay. Me, Art, Alex, Chris, and April have very, very good communication. And it's because we've worked on it for years now. We didn't have it, you know, before diagnosis. But once we got, you know, the diagnosis, understood what was fully going on, we were able to work and build that communication.
Huh. And kind of to piggyback onto that question, pre-diagnosis, did you have any idea what was going on? I mean,
no. And actually, post-diagnosis, I didn't realize till like 6 months after that I wasn't Chris, which that will mess with your mind for a good little bit. But Alex knew he wasn't Chris. Art knew. April knew. There was some that knew.
Huh. And now, just for people who might not understand, Chris is the correct word host?
That's the term we use. A lot of systems use host as the person who's out the most, and we don't really have that. Chris is the person that identifies with the body, identifies with the name, and all that other stuff.
Okay. Yep. So I just wanted to touch on that too, because before all of the symptoms, all of the switches, all of the actual diagnosis and all that, Chris was, would you say I guess host is the only word I've ever heard it referred to as. Is there a better way to refer to it?
Chris was the one living most of the home life.
Okay.
90% of the time. He thought he was just very good at separating home and work, and he didn't realize that it wasn't him working. He's never had a job. But since it's been different, but him finding out through the whole system, because him finding out meant, you know, our wife found out and our family found out and all that found out because he found out.
Was Asher, the moderately decent altar. I like that.
Was everyone aware of, so like in my case, my wife, my mom, everyone knew before I was diagnosed. Were the people surrounding you kind of aware of what was happening, or did they just sense something was going on?
We don't talk about this a ton, but I'm going to. We had one parent that basically is like, oh, okay, don't worry. You'll always be Chris to me. And then one parent went, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it just, the people closest to us, you can get massive different reactions just based on their life experience.
Okay.
What would you say is the biggest misconception that people have about DID? Like, what is the question that you'd like to address the most, you know, or the question that gets asked of you the most?
Cody, I know you get this one too. Are we going to hurt somebody?
Yep. God, I hope so. God, I'm just waiting for the day, Lord.
Only if they like it. Yeah. But, That when we tell people in person, because we were, before we were on TikTok, we were actually open about it at our job. And the number one question we got is it like Split? Are you going to hurt somebody? Is there a killer one? Like, that's the number one question we get in person.
Hmm. Yeah. Split. I mean, I saw the movie Split. I from what I can tell, and I'm not making any assumptions here, that was like very revered by DID content creators as harmful to the community, correct? Like, it didn't accomplish much in the terms of helping understand with the illness. And
one thing I think that the community understands but doesn't talk about a lot is it, the way it portrayed it in some aspects was incredibly accurate to the point it was creepy and hard to watch. Okay. And then they went and made him have superpowers and all this other stuff, and once again made DID into a villain.
Yeah,
which isn't cool. But some of the stuff they showed and the symptoms and was as a system hard to watch because some of it was super accurate, but it was just portrayed in a negative light. And we're not going to have superpowers or anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, sorry.
And I mean, you did nail it on the head there too. I think with any mental illness, because of the way it's always been portrayed in the media, people's first assumption is, hey, this person is violent. And I get this a lot with schizophrenia. I know you get this with DID. But it's one of those things where I think it's really beneficial for people like us to be creating content so they can see. I mean, look at Asher right now with the adorable hat. There's no way.
I love the hat so much.
Zach loves that hat.
I would straight crime you for that hat. So I'm just saying right now. Mad crime.
Out of everyone in this chat, I feel like Zach might be the most dangerous.
That's fair. That's fair. That's valid.
Yeah.
But in that topic where we're kind of talking about, you know, questions you get, one of the questions I get all the time is people often confuse schizophrenia with DID. Is that something you've dealt with? And if so, how do you address that so people can better understand?
We get that question a lot. And I just want to thank you for existing, because instead of going into it, we're just like, go, Cody Green exists. Go check him out. like that's schizophrenia. You'll understand better from seeing that than us explaining it. So every time somebody asks about it, like just Cody, just go check out Cody.
That's amazing, because I do the same thing when people ask me about DID. I don't know how often you get this either, but I still have so many people refer to it as multiple personality disorder. So I usually correct them and then send them to your page. Is that something you talk about a lot, so people better understand that, like, yes, it's the what used to be called as multiple personality, but it's not the same disorder. Like, when they changed the name, they changed how it was identified, and they also changed what it meant.
Yeah, they changed it in 1994 to dissociative identity disorder, because it's a dissociative disorder, not a personality disorder.
Yeah.
And that's the main difference, and it helps people understand what's going on more than the old name. But the new name is fairly correct.
All right. So my other question I had for you specifically was, as someone with DID who also like creates a lot of content, when I do content, I like to be in my own like room. I have a space where I make content, makes me comfortable, because making content can be stressful, which can lead to increased symptoms. Do you have a certain space in your home you record? I know it sounds like you like do Airbnbs and stuff once in a while too. Like, is there a preference for when you're recording to minimize symptoms?
When we're recording, Let me get it. This is our book to record. This is our content book. This is how we have to organize it. Jesus. Because there's so many of us that make content. And if we want to be in videos together, we can't film it at the same time. This was just one of our breakdowns. This is just one page of what we needed to do to make one video as a system.
Oh,
it's hard to do, but it can be done. We have this room right here. We turned it into our office where we used to film. And this seems to help people stay grounded long enough to film all their stuff.
Absolutely.
So that kind of goes on my next question. As far as the logistics of people in the system, like, they speak to each other? I mean, how does that work? Do you make notes? I'm honestly asking. I'm not trying to be rude.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're very respectful. No, you're good.
Fuck off, Cody.
To an extent. But if it's something important, we do write it down. But if there's something going on, or like I'm looking for something, usually Art will be like, hey, it's here, because Art is always kind of aware of what's going on. So she's able to help who's ever fronting understand if something's moved or anything communication needs to get passed. It usually goes through Art.
So what would you say? I mean, honestly, the split is a horrible example of DID. What would you say, if any, are any actual correct portrayals of DID in media nowadays?
Well, I just want to say, you know, the movie that we have that's coming out that we're in is definitely the most accurate. No, I'm just kidding. we are in a movie that's coming out about DID, but I don't know if it's accurate. I haven't seen it yet.
nice.
It's all over dramatized to an extent where it's hard to believe, and it's hard for people to consume and believe that's real. And if the media would just show it how it is, I think people would understand it more.
I can kind of understand that, just because, you know, I get questions all the time, like, hey, what movie is Prison the most like? You know, is this show like Prison? You know, and ultimately, no show is ever like Prison. There might be little things within the show that are similar, you know, but the reality is nobody wants to watch a movie about a bunch of dudes sitting around bored for 8 hours a day. So
no one wants to see a show about Zach sitting around a table playing euchre for numerous hours a day.
Magic the Gathering, thank you very much.
Magic the Gathering, that's right. I would say also, I feel like as creators with mental illness are getting to be more popular and we're starting to gain followings, I have seen more and more accurate portrayals coming from TV shows and movies. One of the ones I always talk about, because I'm a huge fanboy of Criminal Minds, they do have some very poor portrayals of different types of illnesses. I've heard that other people from the DID spectrum aren't really fond of a lot of the portrayals in the show. I will say, as someone with schizophrenia, there are some portrayals in the show I didn't like, but there is a portrayal of like Spencer Reed's mother, who is a paranoid schizophrenic, that is done absolutely terrifically. It doesn't portray her as violent. It just mostly confused, afraid. And I felt like it was really, really well done. And then I feel like as time goes on, they're just getting better at reaching out to people with different illnesses before they try to publish something about DID, about schizophrenia. I've been contacted to reread scripts from people writing books, writing movies about people with schizophrenia. And I think that's a huge thing for them to be looking to advocates for stuff like that.
Who would reach out to you to read anything, Cody? What show was this? You know, and when during the week can I see it on basic cable?
That's well, all first, I want to know. First they have to assume that I'm able to read, so. Yeah.
No, sorry. That's a really good point that Cody brings up with the whole them. Like, I get asked a lot of questions sometimes about Cody, just like, have you ever seen them snappy or anything like that? And it's like, that's not what schizophrenia is, you know? I mean, I'm not schizophrenic, but I've been working with you long enough to kind of tell the symptoms and things. And the reality is people who are schizophrenic are much more likely to have violence done to them. And same with DID, I would assume. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's horrible that it's portrayed in media the way it is, really.
We did get a comment on the page right here where it says, Asher puts so much effort in all the social media aspects of the system's life. I'm sure it's not easy. Did you want to address that or talk about that at all?
I am in charge of social media. I've kind of taken it over because Art was doing it, but the hate destroyed her confidence for a long time. So I had to take it over. It's just something I'm doing now. It's a lot, but it's rewarding. Like, we get, even though we've got all this hate, we've got hundreds and hundreds of messages saying, thank you for making this public. I'm a system. I used to be scared of my diagnosis. You helped me not be so scared of it. And just people being like, you helped me understand, like, my family member that has this. And it just far outweighs the hate.
Yep. I've thought about quitting so many times because of
thought about you quitting too a lot. Every day I've thought about
that
you
is quitting. A mutual feeling, Zach.
Yeah, just saying.
I've thought about quitting social media because of like some of the hate that I get from sharing about schizophrenia. A lot of people claiming I'm faking it. A lot of people trying purposely to trigger symptoms. And so I think it is really important. And it's amazing that someone in your system was able to, you know, really take charge of social media, because what you're doing is so important. And it's something that when I see someone else with mental illness get started with social media, I get so nervous for them because I know how hard it is with all the hate on here.
Right. I hate that question from aspiring influencers or advocates. You know, they'll ask, like, hey, what's something I should look out for? And it's like, everything? I don't know. Fucking other everyone? People? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really important for us to keep having these conversations. Fragmented Psych just made the comment, Cody, you need Jesus comments so much.
That was going to be my question, Fragmented Psyche. Damn.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good question too. Do you get as much of those as I get? Because I get so many people who say, oh, you have schizophrenia. That's just demonic possession. Like, you just need the Lord. And I don't like hating on people's beliefs, but I don't think they realize how dangerous that is. Like, do you get that a lot as a DID system?
If I had my phone, I would pull up the message, because we got one yesterday on Instagram. We got a DM, and it was like, Chris, these are just demons that have entered your body. You need to get them out. And it was just, they're just funny at this point. Like,
and that's where I've gotten with it too. It's almost humorous to me. Like, I feel bad for laughing because it is someone's belief. And I know they very strongly believe that.
Don't feel bad.
I know. I'm just trying not to piss anyone off.
I'm just saying.
But honestly, it is. It's humorous at this point because we get it so much. I don't know about you, but I get it at least once or twice a day, whether it's on like comments or in my inbox. Like, it's so often, it's frightening.
Yeah. We get those. We kind of, it's funny because our chat will go off on those people.
Oh, yeah.
If they do it in live streams because we'll get it every live stream and our chat's like, go away.
Gotta love that when the people speak up for you, you know?
Yeah.
Asher, the best demon, really?
Yeah, I saw that comment too. Someone commented, Asher, the best demon.
That's it. I like that one.
So what is it that you usually say to these people? I mean, I know Cody has exhausted 7 ways from Sunday, literally how to respond to people who say, you know, you need an exorcism or whatever. How do you deal with that? Like, what do you say? Or do you just not address it at this point?
I'll just delete it. We've addressed it so much and we've talked about it so much. At this point, we're just like, I don't have the emotional energy to put into that.
Yeah.
I have to fight for people to even see me as a human being. Having that fight too is just not something I have the energy for.
And that's something that aspiring advocates or influencers need to know. Prioritize your haters, you know?
Yeah.
Prioritize your haters. It's one of the things that I have trouble with as a mental health creator, and maybe you get this too. I find myself going back and forth so much, either defending that I legitimately have the illness or then defending against people making comments, whether it be like, oh, you have demons. I get like really, really in this weird bind of like trying to not only defend the illness, but defend myself as a person with the illness and defend that, you know, the illness is like something that you really can't bring religion or spirituality into. And so there's like a never-ending circle of like, first, I have to get people to believe it's real. Second, I have to get people to believe I actually have it. And then three, I have to get people to understand what the illness is. So like, how do you deal with helping people not only understand the illness, but first addressing the illness within you?
The only way that we can do it now, because we tried so hard in the beginning to try to explain every little detail of it to everybody. And you just got to realize that there's some people that just aren't going to understand because they don't have the emotional intelligence to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's really, really hard. So we just decided, you know, we're just going to show how we live. If when we get that, we stop fighting. Like, we don't have the energy to fight that anymore. It's just a fight that we can't.
Well, at some point, you just got to tap out, really. I mean, what can you do? There's only so many times you can address the same questions, you know?
Yeah, it's hard, but you just, like, especially if we get DMs, we'll try to explain it in DMs more. This one person's like, you can't have this. This doesn't make any idea. And then we explained what it was to him. And he was like, okay, that makes sense. But I had a horrible childhood and I don't have this. So why don't I have this? And you get a lot of hate. No, they went through something horrible and they have to remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been through something horrible and only one person in the system has to remember. So why don't they have it? And then they're mad that they don't have it and they hate it more. So sometimes it's coming from that and you just got to sometimes just step back and be like, I'm not going to address it because there's so many different ways every single person's going to come at it.
That's really, honestly, it's one of the things I struggle with. And I think being a motivational speaker and having to constantly talk about it, I have trouble just letting those comments go. And you can see it on my page. I'm sure in the last week I've responded to negative comments like that. And my never-ending cycle is wanting to educate every single person on the planet. And it's my biggest flaw because, like you just explained, you can't. Not everyone is in a place where they can even accept some of these illnesses, things they don't understand. And I really think that's super big of you and like powerful for you to say, because that's one thing I haven't gotten past yet. And it's one of those things I don't know if I'll ever get past.
there's this old TikTok sound. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
We're not a doctor. We have DID and we like to make memes.
Yeah. And that's one of those things too, where I think 50% of my page is just schizophrenia jokes. And then I still want to educate people, but also humor is my coping mechanism. So I don't know about you, but when you do that, do you get hate from other people with DID? Because one of the things I run into is I will make jokes about schizophrenia and then other schizophrenia advocates will be very upset with me saying, hey, this needs to be addressed seriously. But I think as an individual, I have the right to deal with my illness how I see fit. I don't know if that's something you ever deal with in the DID community.
100%. They'll be like, this is something not to be joked about. It needs to be taken seriously. We need to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, I can't not joke about it because it's who I am. Like, Asher, it's who I am as a person. I joke about everything. It pisses Sam off. But I joke about everything. Why would I not make jokes about this too?
Yeah. Well, and Zach, I mean, his whole life is a joke, so he's got to understand
that. True. It's true. I definitely feel that. But you bring up a good point where people from some that I have to deal with, in at least with my content, is sometimes people who get mad for other people. I talk about being a Jew, an openly gay Jew in prison. That wasn't a fun time, good time, But I'll have people come out and say things like, oh, man, you shouldn't talk about that. It's really demonstrative towards both the Jewish and gay communities. Well, fuck off, though, more importantly.
Yeah, 100%. That's
No matter what you are talking about, whether it's being a prison advocate, whether it's being a mental health advocate, whether it's just your life, how people look at certain topics. If you're an addict, you're gonna deal with it in your own way. Some people refuse to talk about it. Some people, like me and Zach, make a lot of jokes about it. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. Not everyone's gonna have the same approach. And I wish people would identify that, because I think those comments get to me more is when other people with schizophrenia are upset with the way I'm, gaining a following or educating people on the illness.
It's just jelly. That's all it is.
And I get that, but that it upsets me more than hate comments from strangers, because I'm like, well, this person also struggles with their illness. I don't want to invalidate them either, because I know what it's like to be in their shoes. And the difference is I would have been so grateful to just know of someone else with schizophrenia when I was diagnosed, that even if they were making a joke about it, at least then I could have had someone else who understood and, maybe gotten a laugh out of it when I was at my all-time low.
Yeah, when we were right after diagnosis and we were struggling the most, we found somebody that made comedy about DID. It's actually been in the comments. It's fragmented. But they were the first person online to make jokes about DID. So we kind of knew it was safe. You're the first person. You're a trailblazer in it. So that's got to be a lot of pressure, and it's good to see you still doing it.
So yeah. I got a question. What's a good DID joke?
A good DID joke?
Lay it on me. I want to hear one.
If you don't like this personality, wait 5 minutes.
Not bad.
I like that one. I like that one.
That's just all right. The first one I can think of, but I'm going to have a better DID joke ready to go, because that's a good question. I should have a better joke.
That's what I do.
Zach loves throwing people on the spot. That's why he doesn't prepare questions, is he likes to just catch people off guard. I don't know, for being caught off guard, though, that was a pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'll give you that.
I changed it from an Ohio weather joke to a DID joke.
All right. Well, with this last about 15 minutes, we did want to open it up. Asher specifically asked about doing a Q&A. So if anyone who is live with us today has any questions for Asher here, Asher, we did want to thank you for allowing me and Zach to bombard you with questions. Zach and I, oh my goodness.
How hard is that, Cody? How fucking hard is that?
Zach and I wanted to thank you for allowing us to bombard you with questions. You got me all messed up because you're correcting my grammar. But before we get to any of the questions, just a reminder, if anyone does want to check out the Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped, be sure to use code Zach and Cody for 20% off your next order.
We're showing
you. That's just cool. Like you get to do that. That's just, I'm a little jealous.
That we get to shave our balls?
What do we do? Yeah, because April does it for us. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, there we go. No, that you can like throw to an ad. That's just cool.
Yeah, we're very fortunate like that.
You know what else is cool? The fact that the Lawnmower 4.0 has waterproof capabilities and a 400K LED light.
And let's not forget my personal favorite item in the hand in the grab bag, the ball toner. That's a real thing.
And the ball deodorant thing. Mm-hmm. That is actually a super good product, believe it or not.
Yep.
All right. So let's get some questions here for Asher. So Stella here asked, can you talk about the process of getting diagnosed?
Everybody's process with DID and getting diagnosed is going to be 100% different because there are some systems out there that know pre-diagnosis. We got linked up with a therapist who was taking on cases, and we just, you know, linked up with her. And then when we went to her private practice, she happened to be a specialist in DID, and we got lucky. We got extremely lucky. Most systems search for years for somebody that can properly help them. For us, it was 100% luck that we were able to get in with somebody like that. We were blessed, and it was just, yeah.
I know I get that question a lot about schizophrenia too. And for me, because my mom was diagnosed schizoaffective disorder, as soon as I started showing symptoms, I was also very fortunate. I went to her doctor. They were able to get me a diagnosis fairly quickly, but I know a lot of people do go undiagnosed for a long time. Another question here from Kayla is, tell us something we may not know about the system, anything you want.
Good question, Kayla. Gold mix, is it?
We fight over food. If we shower, it's always more than one person.
Huh.
And it's annoying.
That would be annoying.
I know when I share a shower with more than one person, Eddie gets mad at me. I can understand that one.
This isn't a question, but Britt said, I found the A system the week I was diagnosed, and the memes helped me cope with my new diagnosis.
That's why we make memes. People are going to realize they have DID, and they're going to search it out, and they're going to see the stuff we put out and laugh at it and not be as scared.
Kim Honeybadger said, if you had to choose one social media app for the rest of your life, which would it be?
I don't think she's a real honey badger.
I'm just saying. Do I have to say YouTube Live right now?
Right.
Do I have to say that? Okay.
No, you
say
don't.
That. Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm making the transition to YouTube right now, and that would probably be my choice. Zach, what would be your choice if you had to choose?
One app?
Yeah.
Grindr. Really? Really, guys?
You come win. On.
Stop. All right, we got
stop question. It.
Question here from Gabby. Asher, what makes you the best alter?
I can do this. Nothing. I have terrible self-confidence, so I do it to boost my own self-confidence. Cuz like every time I put out a video, I'm like, this is crap. And it's just something that helps boost my confidence.
We have another question here from Stephanie. What is your favorite grounding method?
It's not my favorite currently, but it works also for panic attacks, which I'm getting a lot of. Holding ice. You really focus on that you're in the body whenever you're holding something very, very cold.
That's true. That actually helps a lot.
Julie wants to know, Asher, what were some of the initial symptoms that made you guys seek help?
Missing time and PTSD flashbacks.
Um, Someone said, Asher, stop shading April with the shaving.
I will throw shade at April every day, but she'll do it right back.
We have a question from Sarah that says, how can teachers best help students with mental illness?
I don't have a good answer to that.
Is that from the room or?
Yeah, Zach, if you have something.
No, I got nothing. I'm just
I guess I can answer quick. I would say if you feel like you have a student that struggles with mental illness, if it's undiagnosed, see if you can get them in to get the help they need. If it is diagnosed, find out what coping mechanisms they use and how you can implement that if they are having symptoms. When I was in college, there were a few different professors who knew of my symptoms. If I started talking to someone who wasn't there, they actually had ways to help me cope or ways to get me back.
Whoa. You went to college?
Yeah.
Huh.
Learn something new every day, don't you?
Yeah, apparently.
Ashley wants to know. Leave them alone.
Ashley wants to know, what causes new alters to join the system?
Stress, trauma, need. If there's a need going on in the life and nobody's able to handle it, the brain can just be like, there you go. And then that alter exists and is usually mad that they exist.
All right. And then Kristen asked, Asher, the regulars know who you are and can tell when you are or when you or any of the five are fronting. Do you get tired of having to explain who is fronting?
No, especially not on live streams, because I realize we're a lot of people's first interaction with DID. So answering the same questions and explaining the same things, like basic things over and over and over again, is something that we just realized we're probably going to have to do for a long time. So we got over it bothering us a long time ago.
That is a really good answer. I love that answer. If someone asked me, that would be my same answer. It's just so common to get the same questions over and over and over again.
Yeah.
All right. We have a question here from Not Your Daughter.
I don't know about that.
The question is, what is your opinion on the influx of people claiming to have DID on TikTok and stuff? Do you feel it has a negative impact on the DID community?
No, I don't. I think there was a small DID community on TikTok already before we started making stuff. And it's bigger now because people are seeing that it's safe to make content on this app. And there's people like you, and there's people that will support you and be your friend, even though you have this, and it's okay to have it. Are there people out there that, you know, aren't being truthful? Sure, but majority that I see are just good people and systems that are just trying to find friends.
MF asked, can you lose your alters? And if so, say they all went away at some point in the future, would you miss them?
Alters can go dormant, where they basically won't be seen from or heard from for years. And 100% say if art went dormant, I would cry. Like, we call each other headmates, but they're friends. We're friends with each other. We love each other. If somebody went away, yeah, you'd miss them.
So we have a question here from the A system and spouse. Okay, but do all of the alters need glasses?
Yes. I will show it again because our glasses are in here somewhere. Our glasses are like this thick. I'm like, I'm not exaggerating. Our vision is horrible. Everybody needs glasses.
Yeah. So we have a question here from Jasmine Storm. I've read that in some systems, you can mask as other alters or host. Do you experience this, or do you mask as Chris ever?
I don't. There are some in the system that will do it around certain people for safety reasons and because they feel like that person or those people don't. It's not safe to be out around as themselves. So yeah, they will act like other alters.
got a question here from Bailey Bear. They want to know, do you have a name for what you call your fans?
On TikTok, it's people on the phone. And then on Twitch, it's the a-holes.
The a-holes. I like that.
Zach just suddenly became one of your fans.
It's true. It's true. Followed.
Someone said, Asher, do you have the best A mods? I'm guessing that's referring to your mods, correct?
Yeah, that's asked by one of our mods. What's up? Yeah, we have a group of mods that we couldn't do what we do without them. They're incredibly good people. We've actually met most of them. They're just good human beings.
And I think Zach would also back this up. If you're a content creator and you are sharing specific instances of your life that might be a little more, you know, hard to talk about, get good moderators, because that Absolutely. Can be a huge difference.
Especially if you're more like me as a content creator, where I'm largely incompetent. So it's it's very important that people who are mostly competent to back you up. So
yeah, so Zach needs more mods than most people.
This is true. This is a true statement.
Stella asked, what are some symptoms? All right.
Stella! Sorry.
Stella asked, what were some symptoms you realized in hindsight were DID after you were diagnosed?
Chris would say missing time. And one of the big things was, one of the things Alex used to say the second he fronted would be, damn it, Chris, what did you do? And how nobody saw that as a red flag, I don't know. There's also Chris, whenever he used to, because we've been in the mental health system since we were a teenager. One of the things he always used to tell people is, I have an inner dialogue that I can't control. Like, maybe get that checked out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. But we are getting down to the last couple minutes. I did want to thank you again, Asher, for joining us. Did you have anything you wanted to finish off by saying, whether it's about what you're doing online, any questions that you didn't get to talk about that you wanted to talk about, anything like that?
No, just thank you guys for having us on. And I think it's awesome what you guys are doing. I have nothing but respect. Been following y'all both for a very long time. Like, it's just, you guys are awesome, and this is a really cool opportunity, and I'm just glad to be on.
Validation.
So nice. Yeah, so nice.
Zach needs that. But
desperately.
But thank you. That does mean a lot to us, and we are so excited to have you. I'm sure that when we're scrambling to find guests in the future, we will probably ask you to come back and join us, because we have a tendency to do that when we're not prepared.
Yeah. So be on the lookout Wednesday night, Thursday all day. So
I'll keep the Instagram messages open.
Yep. There we go.
But Azure, thank you so much for joining us. Zach, did you have any words for the people before we depart today?
No.
Really?
No, I got nothing.
Wow, that's super rare. All right, well, we'll leave it with that. Just a reminder, everyone, thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this awesome opportunity to talk to people from all different walks of life. We do appreciate Asher for joining us today, and we are really looking forward to the next couple weeks, where we already have guests planned out. Super rare, so make sure you definitely join us. Once again, this is the Criminally Mental Podcast. My name is Cody.
I'm Zach Galloway.
And thank you to Asher for joining us today. You guys have a wonderful night, and look for the uploaded podcast on all major streaming platforms, hopefully tonight, but probably tomorrow.
Most likely it's going to be tomorrow. But
all right, everyone, have a good night.
Bye.